Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Scott, and here is what he has to say. Hi Sane Main, 4 years ago I arranged with my employer to make myself redundant a day before the end of the financial year. I got a $50,000 payout that was not taxable on the last day of that year, and as a result could not be used for child support. It would not be considered as income for the following year. On the first day of the next financial year, I called Child Support Australia and told them that I was recently made unemployed, and my income assessment for the next 12 months was zero. I told them that I had a breakdown due to the divorce and could not see myself working for an entire year. They reduced my child support from $22.50 a month down to $35. I then lived off my payout for 12 months and did not work during that period of time. At the end of the year, I submitted a tax return showing my income for the whole year is $0. But the first day of the following year, I got a job. I had 3 job offers to choose from. For 3.5 years while working, I did not submit a tax return, and the only information child support had to base their income assessment on was my last tax return, which was $0. So I continue to pay $35 a month despite earning over $200,000 a year. After 3.5 years, the Australian Tax Office sent threatening letters, stating that if I did not submit my tax return, they were going to prosecute me. I submitted my tax returns. I did not know anything on my income tax, and the child support can only consider my income for the last 18 months, which as a result, I now have to pay $35,000 of support arrears. However, I saved over $75,000 in child support, and I also know that I paid my ex a total of $420 a year for 2 years. My ex had a mortgage, body corporate fees, and all of her plans of living off child support did not turn out as she planned. Undoubtedly, she has huge credit card debts too by now, and the $35,000 she will receive will quickly disappear. She will also be told by child support that my income for the last 3.5 years was close to $700,000. And then she'll know she only received 1/3 of what she should have got. During that 3.5 year period, I lived in a caravan and was able to save enough money to buy a 2-bedroom apartment with cash. I now consider the bathroom as the room that was paid for through savings I made on child support, which makes taking a shit so much sweeter. Unquote. Well, Scott, thanks for the donation. I would recommend every divorce guy do this, as long as it's not going to make your children suffer. Also, odds are she'll tell the kid or kids one day that you only had to pay 1/3 of the child support that she was owed. She'll probably use that information to make life difficult for you in the future. Maybe she's already turned those kids against you. If she hasn't, then you not paying child support will certainly motivate her to do so. I'll discuss more in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his 2-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist. Get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the Australian Kangaroo Divorce Court Clown World Show. Just to recap, Scott, you saved yourself 18 months worth of child support payments. You already paid your fair share of taxes to the government through your employer, but not to the child support people. Plus, it sounds like you got a much higher paying job, which might have been partially the reason for your decision. I wonder if you could do the same thing all over again and save yourself another 75 grand. The first year, you probably received a severance package payout, as well as unemployment insurance, and neither of which were taxable. There's nothing illegal about what you were doing. You sound like you did everything by the book, the way that a woman would. You then called the child support office and told them that you wouldn't be working for a year. Plus, there's nothing illegal about not filing your taxes for a few years, especially if you don't owe any money. I used to do tax returns for people, and many that didn't file for 4 or 5 years at a time were actually owed money back from the government, because they overpaid. So many governments have that as an incentive for letting people procrastinate with their filings. It benefits the tax office to the detriment of the child support office in Australia. I know how scary those tax payment reminders can be. Once upon a time, I didn't file my corporate income tax for almost 10 years. I kept ignoring the statements until they finally said, at the 10-year mark, they would go after me if I didn't file. I only owed a few $100 to begin with, so I didn't think too much of it. Almost a decade went by, and filing those taxes would have cost me more to hire an accountant than the actual amount owed. That's why I didn't do it. I eventually went to H&R Block, and it was cheaper than if I had done my taxes 10 years before to file by about 60%. So it saved me money not filing for 10 years. So I can understand why you feel like you got away with something. Growing up, I knew a guy that was divorced on my street, and he became intentionally unemployed and moved in with his older parents, while doing odd jobs, and his ex-wife was pissed off, and running around the neighborhood spreading stories about what a terrible man he was. Plus, she was the chief breadwinner in the family, and had to pay him. He was tall and built like a toothpick, and it looks like he picked her clean. Scott, a lot of guys listening to your story are probably thinking that sounds like a lot of scheming work and a great big headache, but it's not much to save $75,000. There are also other interesting tax advantage strategies you can take advantage of with regards to government loopholes. I, for one, max out all my tax-free and tax-deferred bank accounts and investment accounts with Bitcoin ETFs. I expect to get a letter from the government at the end of 2022 asking me why their value has jumped so high, but I did everything by the book. The only argument they may have against me is that the nature of the investments is speculative, and therefore technically I have to pay my tax. But then again, many stocks are also speculative. Guys that make income from their stock portfolio and profits impact the total amount of child support and alimony they have to pay, and they need to use all kinds of tax-free savings accounts, Roth IRAs, 401ks, RRSPs, and supers or superannuation in Australia as a way to avoid added taxes. Talk to an accountant or tax lawyer to make sure everything is done properly. If you made a ton of money off Bitcoin, the last thing you want to do is pay the government a quarter of your profit and another quarter to your ex-wife. Think about using the strategies I mentioned to make your tax assessment drop to zero. Capital gains are also taxed lower, so use the government's own rules against them. Also against your ex-wife if the kids have already taken her side and if she's still trying to ruin your life. Also, Scott, I wouldn't be surprised if your ex spoke to your mother about what you did, or your sister if you have one. Women are petty like that. I wouldn't be surprised if your close personal relatives, the female ones, start asking you to do the right thing and pay back all the money that you kept for yourself. If that doesn't work, then I wouldn't be surprised if the women in your family started putting pressure on your dad or brother, if you have one too, making family gatherings awkward because you're not paying your ex what you owe. Hell, your parents might even say they're going to lower the amount of money you are set to inherit, and that they will give that money to your ex-wife if you don't do this so-called right thing. Do you really think that if you divorce a woman, she's no longer going to be part of your family? Sure she is, even if you don't talk to her. Even if you only dated, and she knew your sister and sister-in-law, then odds are pretty good that she's still talking to them behind your back and putting her nose in your business, without you even knowing it. Scott, you've thought about the financial consequences in the plus column for yourself, and the minuses in your ex-wife's. But women value social currency, and if you punish them by taking away their financial resources, they will usually do everything in their power to take away your social ones. That's the one thing I would be on guard for with regards to her retaliation. If you dump a woman, she might call all of your mutual friends and family members and try to get them all to turn against you. Maybe your ex-wife already did this to you before, and doing your sneaky child support maneuver was a way to get back at her for destroying your friendships or social relations. I don't know. Also, must have taken at least 5 to 10 years to build up that much severance pay from the first job that you left. So maybe doing this strategy over and over again in the 18 years of your child's life until they become a full adult might be too damn difficult for the average man. What I admire about your approach is that you took the money away from her, but you didn't waste it. You put it towards property and made your life a lot easier while making her life harder. Also, let's not forget the debts she took out on those credit cards are probably high interest. Maybe instead of trying to get your family to turn against you, she might be worried that if she tries those sorts of shenanigans again, you'll just quit your job again and avoid filing taxes for another 3 or 4 years. It's better for your ex-wife to be afraid of you. If your mother says do the right thing and tries to shame you to pay your ex the $75,000 she thinks that she's owed, then just tell your mother or sister that you're thinking of quitting your job again and not filing your taxes for another 3 or 4 years. Make sure she gets the message. Only say it or do it if you can actually pull it off a second time. Make sure your ex knows that there will be consequences if she meddles in your life. There will be blood. Tell your kids one day that the reason you didn't pay her was because you wanted to buy a nice place to live. This will also especially resonate with them if she's still living in your old matrimonial home. Then again, you didn't actually mention alimony payments, so maybe you just had a kid with her without actually being married. My bad if that's the case. Make sure to tell those kids that all the money you didn't pay their mother will be passed on to them one day through an inheritance, that their mother would have actually spent the money on cheap tchotchkes instead of saving it for their retirement or edumacations. Of course, kids won't really understand this, but they will when they get older one day. You can use the same sorts of arguments if your parents try and shame you to pay your ex the owed child support money. Just tell them that she's going to spend it, and this way the money will be safe for the kids' schooling and inheritance one day. Shame your mother back by saying something like, "You wouldn't want to see your grandkids suffer now, would you? To pay back their own student loans, too. Or now that you have a proper apartment, you can have them over more often, and it's a place for your mother to visit to see those grandkids. Use them as leverage. If a woman tries turning your female family members against you, then by all means do the same thing against her. You just know that if she thought about it first, she would have done it to you. Otherwise, count this as a victory in the battle against your ex-Scots, and hopefully you win the war and get out of having to pay her more money fairly soon. Guys in Australia now have another tool thanks to Scott in their tool belts to help them deal with thoughts asking for more child support money. Again, only use this strategy if you know the kids won't be suffering and that it's only your ex. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Scott for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Scott will probably be smashing his porcelain throne every day, pretending that it's just the great big open mouth of his former lover. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the ex-wives and girlfriends to turn your whole family against you because you outsmarted them before they could outsmart you first away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.